The latest tensions began last week when India accused Pakistan of attacking and killing five of its troops in the disputed Kashmir region. Pakistan denied the allegation. The escalation in tension between the two nuclear rivals is a cause of concern not just for the region, but also for the United States, says Robert Hathaway of the Wilson Center.
Obviously, any time two nuclear armed rivals experience a rise in tensions, that's worrisome in and of itself. In addition, the U.S. is determined to withdraw from Afghanistan with as much dignity and in as good an order as possible. So turmoil in the region also has an impact on American plans to withdraw from Afghanistan.
Since the beginning of the war in Afghanistan, the U.S. has sought Pakistan's cooperation, and analysts believe such cooperation will be equally important in the drawdown.
Washington would very much like to see Pakistani troops on the Pakistan-Afghan border, preventing the jihadis and the other extremist groups from crossing from their safe haven sanctuaries in Pakistan into Afghanistan and attacking NATO troops. If there's a crisis in Kashmir, Pakistan is far more likely to move its forces from its western border to its eastern border, and that will clearly have an impact on U.S. plans for withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Pakistan says it is committed to crushing the elements causing instability in the region. Experts like Lisa Curtis at Washington's Heritage Foundation say the current India-Pakistan tensions should be taken into consideration as the U.S. prepares to withdraw from Afghanistan.
The point that some of us are trying to make is that if the U.S. withdraws too quickly, without paying attention to conditions on the ground, without ensuring the Afghan security forces are able to hold their own against the Taliban, that this will indeed fuel a cycle that will raise tensions between India and Pakistan.
Since the United States has good relations with both India and Pakistan, experts believe it should play a role in helping de-escalate the tensions between the two countries. Lisa Curtis.
The U.S. should be trying to reduce tensions between the two countries. The U.S. has a lot of experience in trying to, ensure that conflict does not escalate between India and Pakistan. The U.S. has good relationships with both countries, so it can do this. What the U.S. can't do is it can't play a mediating role between the two sides.
Curtis says New Delhi and Islamabad should now focus on confidence-building measures to de-escalate the situation. Kaukab Farshori, VOA News, Washington.